This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver the keynote address at the ongoing 8th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in a short while. Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi will also address the inaugural session of ISA today. The four-day global event is being attended by 124 countries and over 40 ministers across the globe. This event brought the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. Cyclonic storm Martha over Bay of Bengal has moved northwestwards with a speed of 17 kmph and lay centered about 230 kilometers southeast of Machilipatnam. India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning to Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and adjoining South Odisha coasts and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. The storm is very likely to cross Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam around Kakinada tonight. The IMD has advised fishermen not to venture into sea till tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu over the phone and promised all possible support to the state. Our Vijayawada correspondent reports that Andhra Pradesh is experiencing heavy rainfall due to the cyclone.
Heavy rains and strong winds are already pounding Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Visakhapatnam, Anakapalli, East Godavari, Konasima, Kakinada, Krishna, Nellore and Prakasam districts. Wind speed of 90 to 110 km per hour are expected, with very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall likely across the coastal belt. Schools and colleges have been closed and most shops except for essential services remain shut. Several train and flight services have been cancelled. Fishermen have been warned to stay away from the sea. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the situation and ordered full preparedness. Over 35,000 people have been shifted to relief camps stocked with essentials. NDRF, SDRF and special teams are standby for rescue operations. A public announcement system across 26 districts is issuing real-time alerts to public. Andhra Pradesh remains on high alert as monsoon nears landfall tonight. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held meetings with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. They had a wide-ranging discussion on bilateral ties. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister welcomed the commitment of Prime Minister Luxon to advance India-New Zealand bilateral cooperation and nurture a free and open Indo-Pacific and said it was nice to meet Australia's Prime Minister Albanese. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, today highlighted that India's smartphone exports reached a record $1.8 billion in the last month. Sharing an article from a national daily in a social media post, the minister underlined that electronic items have now become the third largest category among all goods exported from the country. Mr. Vaishnav also noted that with electronics components manufacturing taking roots in the country, the sector is expected to generate thousands of new jobs. The four-year-long Chhath Puja culminated today with oblation to the rising sun. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to everyone who took part in the sacred festival of Chhath. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the auspicious festival of Chhath concluded today with the morning arghya offered to the sun god by the devotees. He added that during the four-day ritual, glimpses of India's grand tradition of Chhath Puja were witnessed. Indian wrestler Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the men's freestyle 65kg title clash at the Under-23 World Championship with 10-0 victory over Uzbekistan's Umidjon Jalolov in Serbia yesterday. Sujit's medal is the only medal for India in the men's Under-23 Senior World Wrestling Championship this year. Earlier, the Indian women's wrestling team won 5 bronze medals and 2 silvers and also secured the team championship title at the same event. In squash, reigning national champion Anand Singh is set to face Belgian second seed and defending champion Tini Gillis in the quarterfinals of Canadian Women's Open in Toronto this evening. The match is expected to start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that's the end of this news bulletin.